now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Is that an alcoholic beverage?
Well, good day, America, and welcome to a Monday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. Bob Black off today, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number again, 1-800-878-7529. It's the toll-free number to hang out with us here on the Attack. If Twitter's more your thing, at Span56, at Sports Byline USA. Those are the myriad of ways that you can get involved in this big Monday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. As we do at the top of each and every hour, each and every day of the Attack, we tell you how you can find the Spano and Black Attack and how you can take it with you on the go, along with all the other great programming on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Again, for you traditionalists, you can listen to us on the array of terrestrial radio affiliates that carry the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, along with the array of internet affiliates that carry Sports Byline. But for those of you that are in the 21st century, like to take your radio on the go, let's talk about the myriad of ways that you can take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network with you wherever you go. And let's start with the award-winning website of Sports Byline, sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link that allows you to listen to all the doings on the network as they happen, as well as a wealth of archived interviews on our homepage. So check us out on sportsbyline.com. iHeartRadio, great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, and a few you can, be they Android, be they Apple, be they PC. Wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. That's iHeartRadio. Same deal for TuneIn Radio. Wealth of on-demand content, Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel, and a versatile app you can download to any device you can think of. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and, of course, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other great programming on Sports Byline. But on the other side, we're going to tip this bad boy off. We'll set the table and start knocking things down. That's all next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. Be sure to keep it where it is.
I'm a pair of designer shoes so expensive, my owner had to give up half decaf skim vanilla lattes just to afford me. So you can imagine my terror when a pipe burst and the apartment started flooding. There I was, trapped in the closet, water rushing all around me. But what was I to do? I'm a 6-inch stiletto. It's not like I can run.
Your stuff can't protect itself. That's why the GEICO Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on renter's insurance. Renter's insurance will cover personal property loss or damage as well as provide liability protection. Visit GEICO.com today.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at
800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA Network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You're taking a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the slowest guys in sports.
Hey, that's really good, man. Wait a second. That was a shot, wasn't it?
Like I said, the slowest guys in sports on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That's a fountain of conversation, man. That's a geyser. I mean, whoa, Daddy, stand back, man.
Now, if you're in the mood for the best and brightest sports talk around, you're in the right place. This is the Spano and Black Attack on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano. Again, Bob Black off today, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number to hang out with me, 800-878-7529. It's the toll-free number to join me here on the attack. If you prefer Twitter, as many of you do, at Span56, at Sports Byline USA. We've got a big Monday edition of the attack on tap for you today. Both of our guests are in hour number two. First at 10 after hour number two, that's 9:10 a.m. Eastern time. Bob Nightingale from USA Today joins us. We're going to talk a little Major League Baseball, specifically the focus on the Adam LaRoche saga and how that played out in Chicago. And there's still some chapters, I think, of that story yet to be written. So we're going to bring on one of the very best baseball men in the business, Bob Nightingale, to join us at 10 after hour number 2. That's 9:10 a.m. Eastern time. At 40 after hour number 2, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time, we go back to the USA Today sports pages, and we bring in Shelby Mast. He'll help us recap what may have been the greatest first weekend in the NCAA men's basketball tournament ever. And, you know, we're going to take you most of the attack is going to be focused on this weekend's college basketball action, NCAA men's tournament variety. And, you know, then we'll take a break from that. We'll talk to Bob Nightingale again at 10 after hour number 2, 9:10 a.m. Eastern time, and talk about the Adam LaRoche story and then expand out from there as time permits and talk some other news around Major League Baseball. But the rest of the two-hour show is going to be focused on college basketball and a lot of it, as this weekend's action in the NCAA men's college basketball tournament had everything. I mean, you had buzzer beaters. You had double-digit seeds and mid-majors pulling the most improbable of upsets. You had miracle comebacks in the final minutes. I mean, it was really just everything you could ask for out of a first weekend of this NCAA tournament is exactly what you got. And in my mind, it was the greatest first weekend of March Madness that we've seen. I mean, it was just incredible. The volume of terrific games, improbable upsets, fantastic finishes, buzzer beaters. It was all there. And just incredible. Just an incredible weekend that probably sees just about everybody's bracket blown to smithereens as some of these upsets took out some of the real favorites to make some noise in this tournament. But when you look and you look ahead to the Sweet 16 now, there's a lot of chalk there. And let's dive into this a little bit and kind of get into some of these greater overview takeaways as it were, from week number one of the NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament. And I'm as guilty as anybody, and I guess rightfully so, because I think it's a trend that should continue. We give a lot of love to the mid-majors. And these mid-majors did a great job of representing themselves well in this tournament. And they sprang the upset. And there are a lot of upsets sprung this weekend. Everything from Michigan State falling to Middle Tennessee State to Hawaii taking out Cal to Northern Iowa beating Texas to Stephen F. Austin beating West Virginia. I mean, there was an array of non-power conference teams and quote-unquote mid-major springing upsets. Wichita State over Arizona, although I no longer call Wichita State and Gonzaga, while they don't play in power conferences, in my mind, they're no longer mid-majors because their programs are now profile programs. Everybody's schedule, they can get on everybody's schedule, and they can get anybody on their schedule. They play everybody every year, and they're all over the national landscape. So I don't consider those two teams mid-majors anymore, even though they don't play in power conferences. And don't forget Arkansas Little Rock's big upset. So the landscape was dotted with great mid-major stories and terrific upsets, Yale over Baylor. So look at it. There were so many over this first weekend, particularly in the round of 64, the first round of the NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament, almost too many to name. That's one of the things that made this weekend so great, and that was one of the big takeaways of the weekend, the fact that these mid-majors and these double-digit seeds could pull as many upsets as they did. Then they come into the second round of the tournament, the round of 32, and they compete, and they compete very well for the most part, and they very nearly pull off more upsets. Very nearly, I say, because when it's all said and done and the dust settles late Sunday night, early Monday morning on the first weekend of the NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament, here's what we're left with. All the number one seeds advance, and all the teams in the Sweet 16, with the exception of Gonzaga, are from power basketball conferences. And again, you know, Gonzaga, we're not going to consider a mid-major because of the profile of their program. You know, but if you look, I mean, let's look at the breakdown by conference. The ACC with a record 6 teams in the Sweet 16. Big 10 chips in with 4. Big 12 has 3. The Big East, the SEC, and the West Coast Conference, 1 each. So again, only one team from a non-power basketball conference. And as I said, we're not considering Gonzaga a mid-major. They're perhaps something of a Cinderella story, and you really do have a mixed bag here. You have an awful lot of chalk. You know, you go to the left side of the bracket in the South and West regions. It's pretty well all chalk when you're all said and done, and pretty well those brackets held form. On the right side of the bracket, the Midwest and East, form didn't hold up quite as well. Dominated by power conference teams and well-known brand name programs, but there are a couple of upsets that see lower seeded teams, and in the case of the Midwest bracket, we see a pair of double-digit seeds in the Sweet 16. So, you know, a very interesting, again, a great first weekend. The best ever, in my mind, in NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament history. And one that saw more buzzer beaters, more double overtime classics, more great games, more miracle comebacks, more teams from mid-major conferences and low seeds wearing Cinderella's glass slipper than ever before. But most of those mid-majors wore Cinderella's glass slipper for half the weekend. By the time the weekend ends, they're on the outside looking in. In some cases, by the slimmest of margins, but on the outside looking in nonetheless, and it ends up being the power conferences and the powers that be in college basketball dominating the college basketball landscape. And in a lot of cases, chalk dominating this bracket. And on the other side, we'll dive a little deeper into that and dissect just how much chalk there is in this bracket and how few double-digit seeds there are reaching the Sweet 16. We'll talk about it next here on the Span on Black Attack, along with your calls at 800-878-PLAY, your tweets at Span56 or at Sports Byline USA. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You know, this is a nice place to visit.
I don't think anybody'd want to live here as the Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number again, 1-800-878-7529, toll-free number to join me here on the attack. Again, if you prefer Twitter, like many of you do, at Span56, at Sports Byline USA. And, you know, we were talking about it in the last segment. We haven't even gotten to some of the games, and there were some amazing games this weekend, and we'll get into some of those as we move along, but I was compelled to kind of give you some overall takeaways from the weekend. And one of the things that we've talked about a lot is, as great as the storylines were, when the dust settles on the weekend, power conferences rule the roost, brand name programs rule the roost, and chalk rules the roost. There aren't this whole host of Cinderella stories and double-digit seeds, you know, dotting your NCAA tournament bracket. That said, let's dive into it a little bit and look at some of these matchups. So we're not going to break these games down till later in the week, but I just want to illustrate my point about as much fun as the first weekend was, and it was the greatest first weekend ever, as evenly matched as so many of these teams are in a parity-laden world of college basketball devoid of great teams, and as many upsets as these mid-majors pulled and these double-digit seeds pulled and these miracles and these fantastic finishes, when we're all said and done, it's top seeds, teams from power conferences, and teams you know in the Sweet 16. And when you go to the South bracket, it's Kansas and Maryland, Miami of Florida, and Villanova. You have a Big 12 team, an ACC team, a Big 10 team, and a Big East team. All power conference teams. You got a 1-5, a 2-3. The 4, Cal got knocked out by Hawaii. Then Hawaii took on Maryland and lost rather handily. It wasn't a blowout. Hawaii hung around. Maryland just too much. So again, Cinderella's glass slipper breaks before the end of the first weekend. You go down to the West. Completely holds form. Number 1, Oregon. Number 4, Duke. Number 3, Texas A&M. Number 2, Oklahoma. A&M needed a miracle to get here. Duke got a lot of help in Yale picking off Baylor on Thursday. That said, chalk again. ACC team, Pac-12 team, SEC team, Big 12 team. So when you look at the left side of the bracket, it basically held form all the way through. 1-5-2-3, 1-4-2-3, all power conference teams. You go to the east side of the bracket, and here's where things get a touch more interesting. A touch, but not much, until you get to the Midwest, which is a little blown up. But even there, there's a theme. You got North Carolina, Indiana. Two of the most storied programs in all of college basketball. A 1 seed and a 5 seed. The 5 Indiana picking off Kentucky in a mild upset. Yes, I had Kentucky getting out of this bracket. But still, anytime you got a 4-5 matchup and two teams like Kentucky and Indiana who are rivals and everything else, that's not a major upset by any stretch. That's basically chalk holding form pretty well. The bottom side of it, you have the upset sprung by Stephen F. Austin, one of the couple of best number 14 seeds this tournament has ever seen. And they just missed springing the upset on Notre Dame as they moved along. But basically what you have is you have a 6 seed coming out, and then you have a 7 seed knocking off a 2 seed. That 7 seed is Wisconsin, a team that's come on like gangbusters down the stretch of this season under Greg Gard. But again, it's teams that aren't double-digit seeds. They're a step below what you're scheduled to get because you expect to get 2-3. But 2 got knocked off, 3 got knocked off, so you get 6-7, both power conference teams. So chalk holding form pretty well. Power conference teams are the order of the day. You get to the Midwest, again, 1-4 at the top of it, with Virginia and Iowa State. You had Little Rock pull off the upset of Purdue early, but again, Cinderella's glass slipper breaks before the weekend is out. Then you get to the bottom, and here's where you get double-digit seeds. But it's double-digit seeds coming out of, one in one case, a power conference and a noted basketball program. And in the other case, in Gonzaga, yeah, they're a mid-major. They come out of the West Coast Conference, but nobody would consider this a mid-major program. They have a pedigree and a level of success and an ability to schedule. They don't deal with any of the issues that the traditional mid-majors deal with. So we don't look at them in Wichita State in many ways because of their success, their track record, their ability to get high-profile matchups as mid-majors at all. So when you get to the Midwest side of it, the only thing you get, that's where you got your double-digit seeds, but you got your chalk. You have ones all the way through. You have either a four or five in every bracket. In one side, you got twos and threes, and then it gets a little wild there. So you really do have the power conferences, the programs you know, and the chalk really holding form for the most part. I mean, in the Midwest, a lot of the help came from the fact that Middle Tennessee State, again, another team wearing Cinderella's glass slipper, but they do it for half the weekend. They get blown out by Syracuse. Their effort to pick off Michigan State basically threw the bottom half of the Midwest bracket in complete turmoil. When you look at Gonzaga as an 11 seed, it's a very strong 11 seed, and they ended up having the good fortune of playing a team in Seton Hall with not a lot of tournament experience, and a team in Utah that really wasn't playing its best ball coming in and ended up getting blown out by Gonzaga. So they got a nice, smooth path. And as a result, with the way the bottom of this bracket broke out, that's how you get those double-digit seeds. So when you kind of put this all together as kind of an overview, it ends up being power conferences. They are the order of the day. Programs you know, high-profile programs, they are the order of the day, in some cases by the slimmest of margins, but they're there nonetheless. And while the mid-majors are making up so much ground and anything can happen in the wild and woolly NCAA men's college basketball tournament, they spring their upset, and very rarely do they ever make it to the Sweet 16, and even more rarely do they make it to the Final Four, as ultimately the power leagues, the power conferences, the franchise, the programs you know, those storied college basketball programs, end up ruling the roost. Now, that was kind of my overview. I've got a couple of other overviews and observations as well before we start getting into some of this great action from the weekend. The ACC, you know, there was a lot of discussion around college basketball about which conference was the best conference in college basketball. And I think those of us that were quote-unquote in the know felt very strongly that it was the Big 12 that was the best conference in college basketball. And in the regular season, they absolutely were. And we've also talked a lot on this show, does having that best conference always serve you well come the postseason? And especially in the case of the Big 12, where of the 10 teams in the conference, 7 made the tournament, those 3 at the bottom, none of them terrible. Kansas State is not a bad team, and they found themselves in the NIT. Oklahoma State had their moments, disappointing under Travis Ford, and that's why those two sides part company. And even TCU, who fired Trent Johnson, they're one of those teams, record doesn't look good. They don't make much noise in the Big 12, but they're rarely an easy out. So there are no easy days in the Big 12. And sometimes what happens is when those teams get to the tournament, they're gassed. And we see something of a disappointing performance by the conference. And really, in all reality, that's the case here. You send 7 teams to the tournament out of your 10. You only have 3 in the Sweet 16. You have an ACC that sends 7 out of its 1 million teams because they did have a noticeable bottom of the conference, which can help you sometimes. Yeah, you get battle-tested and have those tough matchups, but every once in a while you get a Boston College or a Wake Forest and they provide a night off. And what you've seen as a result is an ACC that sets a record sending 6 teams to the Sweet 16. You've seen some very good success outside of Purdue And, of course, Michigan State out of the Big Ten. And then the Big East chips in with one, SEC with one, and the West Coast Conference with one. But it's very interesting how sometimes when you're that very best conference in the regular season and one that top to bottom has that strength with no nights off, how it can beat you up in conference during the regular season and not necessarily pay dividends in the postseason. While if you're a conference more like the ACC with a ton of great teams at the top and in the middle, but a discernible bottom that does give you a night off, having those nights off seems to make you a little more rested for the tournament. And it's paid dividends for the ACC as they have more teams in this Sweet 16 than anybody else, and it's a record six. On the other side, we'll actually get into some of these great finishes and some of these great games from the weekend and take your calls at 800-878-PLAY. I'm Joe Spano. This is the Spano and Black Attack. Keep it where it is.
Let's do some simple math. Say you get the Discover It card and you earn $100 in cash back. Now multiply it by two. What do you have? Well, $200 cash back. That's right. Now when you get the Discover It card, we'll automatically double all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. And there are no limits on what you can earn. It might just make your love for Discover double. Just one of the many ways we treat you like you'd treat you. Apply now at discover.com/double. Exclusive offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
With OnStar, you don't need to drive the newest model car to have the latest in connectivity. If you're not connected, now get select OnStar services free for 3 years with no strings attached. You'll get a mobile app that lets you start your car or unlock your doors from your phone and monthly diagnostic email reports. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 years of free mobile app and diagnostic services. Emergency and security services are not included. Eligible on select 2011 and newer vehicles. Visit OnStar.com for details, coverage map, and system limitations.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah, too bad.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to chime in, that number again to get involved, 800-878-7529. It's toll-free. So come and join me here on the Spano and Black Attack. If you prefer Twitter, hit me up in 140 characters or less at Span56 at Sports Byline USA. Let's dive into some of the actual great action from the weekend. I think we've given you our takeaways about power conferences ruling the roost, and you can weigh in on that. The mid-majors and the great job that they did this weekend. But ultimately, when you get to the Sweet 16, it's the teams you know from the conferences that you know that end up dominating. ACC great in this tournament. Big 12 something of a disappointment. And I guess the final one, Villanova. Best team thus far in a tournament by a wide margin. They've been dominant all the way through. Maybe now they can breathe that sigh of relief and finally make a Final Four under Jay Wright, like has been anticipated for so long down there in Philadelphia with these Villanova Wildcats. But the best of the best, because there were so many terrific games this weekend. We're not going to be able to get to all of them. But I guess in many ways, the best of the best, and these are games we're going to end up spending a lot of time talking about throughout the weekend, you know, throughout this edition of the Attack. I've got to start with the game, to me, that was the very best. Number 6 seed out of the East, Notre Dame, coming back from 5 down with just a minute 35 left to top the number 14 seed, Stephen F. Austin, 76-75, on Rex Pfluger's tip-in with just a second and a half left. This was just a great game from beginning to end. There is absolutely no other way that I can describe this basketball game. Both teams offensively, all in all, I thought played very, very well. That Stephen F. Austin defense challenged the offensive efficiency of the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, forced them into a lot of turnovers, and you know, made this for a hard battle for them. Where Notre Dame was able to save itself was its efficiency shooting the basketball. 29 for 51 from the field, 56.9%. 35% from three on 17 attempts, 6 for 17. Make your free throws three quarters of the time, 12 for 16. Win the battle of the boards by a handful. And, you know, generally be efficient as far as moving the basketball well and putting yourself in position to get good looks. They were able to do a very nice job of that against Stephen F. Austin. Where Stephen F. Austin's defense was able to make noise was forcing turnovers and on a trip-to-trip basis, making it hard for Notre Dame to actually get shots up and have trips where they're able to get a good look. You know, there were a lot of trips where Notre Dame did get good looks and they made their shots, and their field goal percentage in this game indicates that. But also the fact that they took 13 less shots from the field than Stephen F. Austin was a testament to that pressure defense that Stephen F. Austin plays, their constant challenge, and the way they cause turnovers, and the fact they won that battle of turnovers 13-5. The fact that Stephen F. Austin, while losing the total rebounding battle, won the offensive rebounding battle by one. Stephen F. Austin didn't shoot badly, 45% overall on 29 for 64. They didn't shoot their threes particularly well, 8 for 27, took a lot of them. Didn't get to the free throw line a lot. They also offensively moved the ball incredibly well, having 19 assists. So Stephen F. Austin playing the very best offense that they could while bringing their defense. And they brought their defense against a team that is as offensively efficient and dynamic as any in America in Notre Dame. And it made things difficult on Notre Dame. You look at the numbers and you see good offensive efficiency in a lot of areas. You see a decent amount of points scored. But you look inside those numbers and you watch the game, and Notre Dame was challenged throughout in this game. And it was a testament to their offensive efficiency to be able to get as many good looks as they did. And while they turned over the ball a lot, not to turn it over 20-plus times and have all the troubles that West Virginia did. So in a game that was just the of a great weekend, this was the best game. And it was the one that did, it was one of the ones that didn't go into overtime. It was just an incredible matchup between two very good teams. And Stephen F. Austin was just a whisper away of truly being a Cinderella and going into that second weekend. It would have been the one thing we were, and it is the one thing we're missing from this weekend, and it would have been great to see that true mid-major get in there, but it's not to be, as the Notre Dame Fighting Irish survive 76-75, and that Rex Pfluger tipping with just a second and a half left ends up being the difference. Now, Brad Underwood is a great coach, and there is no doubt in my mind that he will be moving on to a power conference team going forward. I have no doubts that he will end up being a coach of one of the power conference teams in basketball. And it is because he is that good of a head coach. And his Stephen F. Austin Lumberjacks did a great job in their dismantling of West Virginia, in their round one matchup, their round of 64 matchup, and in this round of 32 matchup against Notre Dame. They just came up a little bit short. And I think when they look back at this basketball game, and specifically Brad Underwood, I think he's going to be kicking himself a little bit, and I'll take him to task here. Stephen F. Austin got away. They ended up being who they were, and they found themselves up 5 with a minute 35 left. And once they got to that point, they got away from who they were. They slowed down their offense to the point where they took all the efficiency out of it. They went empty. Multiple trips from there. And as a result, Notre Dame was able to claw back in and find a way to win it. Even, you know, even taking a wind out of the sails of Thomas Walkup, who may end up being or may have been the best player in both games that he played. This kid was incredible. And he wasn't alone. He had a lot of help, and a lot of guys did some terrific things, like T.J. Holyfield with his 15 points. But, man, it's all about Thomas Walkup for Stephen F. Austin, especially on the offensive end. He was saddled with foul trouble. He only played 27 minutes. Yet was 7 for 13 from the field, 7 for 7 from the line. 5 rebounds, 5 assists, and not a single turnover for 21 big points. He plays defense on every possession. He is a great ball handler. He's great at facilitating the offense of others, and he's great at being that step-up guy when he needs to on the offensive end. I mean, just an incredible player who had an incredible tournament. But down the stretch of this game, he couldn't make anything happen, and he was strangely quiet. And I think a lot of it had to do with the fact that, quite simply, Stephen F. Austin, at the behest of Brad Underwood, took the air out of the ball, didn't get good looks. And sometimes when you do that, that's what happens. Notre Dame had that sense of urgency, knowing, hey, every possession, we got to score, we're going to lose. And they did just that. They didn't turn over the ball at the very end. They got good shots, and they found a way to get a tip in and steal one. So a testament to the great effort by the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, testament actually to the great work and the terrific game that both teams played. But again, at the end of the day, I think in some ways, Notre Dame, Stephen F. Austin let themselves down by not staying true to what they were throughout this entire game and down the stretch taking the air out of the ball on the offensive end. Notre Dame moves on, and they advance to the Sweet 16, and they will take on Wisconsin in what I think is a very, very intriguing matchup. For Stephen F. Austin, Thomas Walkup moves on out of the college game, and I think there's room for him in the NBA somewhere. All I know is he could play for me. Any guy that's got a handle like that, an ability to rebound like that, defend and be committed to playing defense like that, and is generally as offensively efficient as Thomas Walkup, he can absolutely play for me. You know, his range, not a big-time three-point shooting guy. You know, this season he only took 39, only took 42 his previous year. A little bit more of an old-school game, and it's a little bit more 15 feet and in. Incredibly efficient on his twos, makes his free throws, rebounds the basketball, facilitates the offense of others. And I'm wondering if in the NBA he could be a pretty interesting and dynamic point guard. Has height at 6'4". Really, really an intriguing player. And you wonder how his skills will translate into the NBA. But he was great, except at the very end when it counted the most. And, you know, Notre Dame's experience in these close games in the tournament serves them well. They don't get rattled. They always seem to be in these close games. Four of their last six tournament games decided by 4 points or less. That just shows you, you know, they get down the stretch and they're down or it's tight, doesn't bother them. They've been here before, and they just keep taking care of business. And I think that experience factor in these late-game tight situations serve them well. They kept doing what they're doing. While Stephen F. Austin, at the very end, changed who they were to some degree, and it cost them dearly. And again, what was a terrific game, and to me, as good as some of these other games were that we're going to talk about, that was the very best one of the weekend. The next best one of the weekend had to be Texas A&M coming back from 12 down with just 44 seconds left to knock off another one of the great Cinderella mid-major stories of the first weekend, Northern Iowa, 92-88 in two overtimes. It was just wild. Losing Matt Bohannon late in regulation to the knee injury, and we ultimately saw him come back as overtime unfurled. That coupled with Daniel House for Texas A&M finally becoming a factor on the offensive end and some great trapping D and the inability of Northern Iowa not only to get the ball inbounds, but once they did and get it to somebody to break the pressure ended up being the undoing for the Panthers of Northern Iowa. And, you know, they ended up losing key pieces to a combination of injury and foul trouble. And we'll talk about that on the other side as we wrap up hour number one of this Monday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. No flipping.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Yeah.
Well, Ben Eddie bringing us back to wrap up Hour 1 on this edition of the Spano and Black Attack. And a big fun hour it was as we've chronicled everything that happened in the NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament. First weekend, first and second round action. Round of 64, round of 32. There's still obviously more ground to cover as it relates to what's happened. And I think we've done a pretty good job of giving you an overview and now diving into some of these great games. And we're talking that Texas A&M Northern Iowa matchup. And we're talking about the losses of players in key spots in this game for Northern Iowa. You know, when you lose your primary inbound passer late to the knee injury, you have trouble getting the ball inbounds. You know, and then once they did, they didn't handle the Texas A&M trap particularly well at all. It was a real meltdown at the end of regulation. They rebounded to get right back into this one in overtime. But ultimately, Wes Washburn and Paul Jesperson fouling out in OT, it was too much for Northern Iowa to handle. And the waves of talent that Texas A&M was able to throw at them, led by Daniel House, who for the first 35 minutes of this game was a non-factor and came up huge last handful of minutes of regulation, particularly during the comeback and then in overtime. You know, as good as some of the other talent is on that roster, they're led by Daniel House, who's a hell of a college basketball player. And that was a hell of a game and a great comeback. And in many ways overshadowed the buzzer beater that was going on at the very same time, which we'll talk about in hour number two. But now we're going to step aside for the news, and then I'll be back at you with a big hour two of the Spano and Black Attack, including a couple of guests and some more college basketball talk. So you be sure to keep it where it's at.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
President Obama and Cuban President Raul Castro meeting today on the second day of Obama's historic three-day state visit to the communist island. The president telling ABC's Good Morning America the point of coming to Cuba now is to help prompt more change in the country.
Obviously, our intention has always been to get a ball rolling, knowing that change wasn't going to happen overnight. But what we have already seen is the reopening of the embassy.
The president arriving yesterday. We are deep into March, but folks are dealing with cold and snowy conditions this morning.
This snowstorm is not giving any trouble to drivers in northern New Jersey, but it is giving folks extra work because the snow combined with rain beforehand froze the sidewalks and cars.
It's the first day of spring. I'm getting more rock salt.
Scott Pringle reporting, and the snowstorm could bring up to 10 inches to parts of eastern Massachusetts and down east Maine. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, I'm Eric, a student at Hillsdale College. Here is Hillsdale President Larry Arnn on progressivism's appeal and danger.
Progressivism has been powerful for two kinds of reasons. First of all, its promise is a very high promise. It claims that it can put everything right. And the second thing is, it draws on modern science for a lot of its authority, and modern science is very powerful. Modern science cured polio. Modern science put a man on the moon. The question is, what do you do with the power? If you give absolute power or excessive power to a bunch of people, over time, they're very likely to abuse it. Remember, the richest country in the history of man in peacetime has assembled a debt larger than any in history. And it is getting to the place now where it's not going to be able to afford to go on.
This Constitution Minute was brought to you by Hillsdale College. To receive a free pocket constitution and declaration, go to constitutionminute.com.
Donald Trump weighing in on the president's trip to Cuba, talking about his arrival in Havana.
He's landed in Cuba, and Raul Castro, or Fidel Castro, but Raul Castro, who's the head of Cuba, wasn't there to greet him. Folks, what are we doing? What are we doing?
Donald Trump heading to Washington, D.C. today. Reports are that he'll meet with a number of Republicans, possibly including members of Congress. Also scheduled to meet with reporters, and tonight speaking with the American-Israeli Public Affairs Committee. Hundreds of rabbis, Jewish professionals, and voters plan to silently walk out when Trump takes the stage at the largest pro-Israel rally gathering of the year.
As a way of saying that we are deeply, deeply uncomfortable and disturbed by the tone and content of this election.
That's Rabbi Rick Jacobs with the Union for Reform Judaism. And a new smaller iPhone expected to be unveiled today, an event planned for later this afternoon in California. This is USA Radio News, powered by WesternJournalism.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Twitter decides to keep the 140-character limit. There had been speculation that the microblogging site was working on a feature that would allow 10,000 characters, but that's not going to happen. A bunch of people lost their jobs at Twitter after CEO Jack Dorsey came back last fall after having a rough 2015. The company turns 10 today and write a 140-character thank you note in their anniversary ad, Twitter entering the world 10 years ago with over 300 million active users. A paraglider is in the hospital after hitting a cliff.
It happened near the Torrey Pines glider port. San Diego Fire and Rescue officials say the man suffered a serious spinal injury after hitting a cliff while paragliding 300 feet north of the glider port Sunday afternoon. Rescuers at Torrey Pines State Beach say other gliders rushed to help the man after he hit the bluffs. He was airlifted to a hospital. I'm Randy Fuller.
It looks like North Korea is test-firing weapons again, the communist state firing off a number of what military observers are calling short-range projectiles into the sea. South Korea Joint Chiefs of Staff say the North firing projectiles that fell into the sea about 120 miles off the Korean Peninsula's east coast. They fired off two ballistic missiles on Friday. A Florida jury heading back to court to talk about punitive damages in that Hulk Hogan sex tape trial. Last week, he was awarded $115 million after part of that tape was put on the internet by the gossip website Gawker. He sued after a clip of that tape was published back in 2012. And the 2016 presidential campaign rolls on tomorrow, contests in three more states. This is USA Radio News, powered by WesternJournalism.com.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Do you know what kind of a gold mine we got here?
You should only know. Good day, America. Welcome to Hour 2 of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. Bob Black off today, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number again, 800-878-7529. Toll-free number to join me here on the attack if you prefer Twitter. As many of you do, at Span56, at Sports Byline USA. Big hour on tap, as we've got a couple of guests that are going to sandwich me talking more NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament 10 after this hour. Up next, right on the other side, Bob Nightingale, USA Today, joins us. And we're going to talk about the latest on the Adam LaRoche situation. And then at 40 after the hour, we'll get Shelby Mast from USA Today's take on everything that happened on the first weekend in the NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament. Before we step aside here at the end of this segment, I just want to make sure to remind you of the myriad of great ways that you could take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network with you on your devices, whether it's by going to sportsbyline.com, the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, or going to iHeartRadio or iHeartRadio, downloading the iHeartRadio app, or going to iHeartRadio.com, where there's not only a live Sports Byline Broadcast Network channel, but also a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, or downloading the TuneIn radio app as well. Again, wealth of on-demand content, live Sports Byline Broadcast Network channel. You can check us out on Stitcher.com, the new face of radio. And, of course, you can always check us out, if you're a service person, on the American Forces Radio Network around the world. And you can not only check out the Spano and Black Attack, but all the programming on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. On the other side, we're going to be joined by USA Today's Bob Nightingale. We're going to talk the latest on the Adam LaRoche saga, see if we're going to close the book on that. And we'll take a look at the White Sox as they try and recover from this and look ahead to making some progress in the AL Central standings in 2016. That's next here on the attack. I'm Joe Spano. No flipping.
I'm a pair of designer shoes so expensive, my owner had to give up half-decaf skim vanilla lattes just to afford me. So you can imagine my terror when a pipe burst and the apartment started flooding. There I was, trapped in the closet, water rushing all around me. But what was I to do? I'm a 6-inch stiletto. It's not like I can run.
Your stuff can't protect itself. That's why the GEICO Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on renter's insurance. Renter's insurance will cover personal property loss or damage as well as provide liability protection. Visit GEICO.com today.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA Network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Spano and Black Attack continues here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. But now, without any further ado, let's go out to our phones and talk to, from USA Today, Bob Nightingale. Bob, welcome back to the Spano and Black Attack. It's always great to have you aboard. Thanks for joining us. You there, Bob? All right, looks like we're – Bob, do we have you?
Yes.
Oh, great. Bob, how are you? Joe Spano here. Always great to have you aboard in the morning here on the Spano and Black Attack. Let's dive
– Joe.
It's always a pleasure. Let's dive right into it. And I want to talk mostly about the Adam/Drake LaRoche situation. And this kind of came out of left field and out of nowhere as far as sports talk hosts like me late last week. And – let's talk a little bit about the genesis of this situation. I know that players have their young kids in the clubhouse with them all the time, but no player ever had their kid in the clubhouse the way Adam LaRoche had Drake there. He had his own locker next to dad and everything else. So talk a little bit about how this situation evolved and how we got to, I guess, where we are today.
Yeah, here's a situation where he was with the team almost nonstop, at least after the road games, all the home games. The kid was being homeschooled. And I think it started to bother some guys on the team and support staff, and they probably voiced their complaints. So the White Sox vice president, Kenny Williams, told LaRoche to dial it back some. Once he said that, the kid, Drake, was still at the ballpark 3 days in a row and actually taking the staying in the pitcher's mound, doing drills one day. Then Kenny Williams says, okay, that's it. You've used your privilege. You're not going to run anymore. Then he backed off and said, okay, just like I said before, you know, let's just dial this thing back. But LaRoche was so upset by it. He said he quit. Players were upset because he's a bopper guy. And, you know, now it's over. He retired. The White Sox submitted the papers, took down his nameplate, left Drake LaRoche's nameplate up. And, you know, gone for good.
You know, what's interesting about all of this, and as I said when we opened this, players with children bring their kids to the clubhouse all the time. Not every day like this, and I thought you made a good point. Some players and some support staff were bothered by this. They went to Kenny Williams. Kenny Williams ends up being the bad guy, as it seems to me, some of the very same players that complained about Drake being around all the time, after Adam has, you know, gets upset and decides to retire, they then complain about Kenny Williams' behavior in all of this. It's kind of a very odd situation, and somebody's not being completely honest here. And, you know this better than I do. You're in these clubhouses all the time. You know, where does the truth lie? Well, all these players are getting upset, yet it was some of them that went to complain about the lack of privacy and Drake's continued involvement in their clubhouse.
Yeah, I mean, players now can't come out at all just because they don't want to incur the wrath of guys like Chris Hill and stuff like that who are so upset over the situation. So it's like Kenny Williams has got to wear it. But, you know, I mean, for Kenny Williams to show up and issue this edict without people complaining about it is ludicrous. I mean, if everybody was happy about it, the kid would still be there. But obviously, they just started to get uncomfortable in there. I mean, guys can't be themselves, can't, you know, swear like they want, talk about different things. So it just became a little bit of an uncomfortable situation.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting now? And here's something else. I know Adam came out with a statement talk about, you know, he was very upfront with the team and his expectations for the frequency of bringing Drake around and everything else. But again, you know, a guy like Kenny Williams, who runs the entire baseball operation for the Chicago White Sox, he's not down there in the clubhouse every day. How aware was he before all this started to happen of the frequency with which Drake was there and to the extreme with which he was folded into this team, like having his own locker next to Dad and everything else? Was this something he was aware of before a lot of this stuff was brought to his attention as being a distraction to some members of the team?
Well, certainly he was aware of the locker. Everybody saw that. And from it sounds like he wasn't aware to what extent the son was around. Obviously, everybody knew he was around a lot. I don't think he was aware he was there as long as his dad was, you know. And so I think that part comes by surprise, particularly when guys complain about it. And I think that was the first time it was brought to his attention, that was that, you know, just to that extreme.
Yeah, and, you know, I've discussed this as well. And, again, It's Adam's child. Drake is Adam's child. I'm not here to raise Adam LaRoche's child. But I can make a case that while Adam is, and his statement in many ways, he's a popular teammate and a lot of other things, while he tried to come off as extremely selfless here, there's a great deal of selfishness in what Adam LaRoche has done, in that Drake is 14 years old. And I don't know that, and I'm not saying it's wrong to bring your kid to work periodically. It's kind of healthy, and it's a good bonding experience. And that's why they have things like bring your son or daughter to work day and some of these other things with school-age children. But is it really a healthy idea for him to be homeschooled, never interact with other teenagers, and do all his growing up with a bunch of 20, 30, and 40-something alpha males? I could make a case that this is a very selfish thing that Adam LaRoche did, and not something that necessarily served his kid particularly well.
I mean, it's really different. And, obviously, you know, he was quoted as saying once a few years ago, he'd rather have his son learn more in a clubhouse than in a classroom. I'm not sure about that. That's what he believed. And I think the one thing which is kind of impeding the guy's progress is that, and don't you want to, or matured, I should say, don't you want your son to be around kids his own age, you know, playing with them and everything else, rather than being around all of dad's friends in, you know, clubhouse, you know, isn't the greatest place either, just with things being said and guys doing immature things. So I think that part is like, okay, that's very strange. But he believed in it, and, you know, can't fault him for family values and want to be with his son as much as possible. He's the only guy I know in baseball that's ever done something like this.
I mean, he talked about his dad bringing him and his brother to work and how valuable it was for him. And his dad, as we know, was a career major leaguer, had a 12, 13-year career. But I guarantee you, Dave LaRoche was not bringing Adam LaRoche to work the way Adam LaRoche was bringing Drake LaRoche to work.
No, I even talked to Ken Griffey Jr. You know, obviously, his dad played for a long time. He said, you know, even his brothers would come to the clubhouse and hang around maybe three or four times all year, not every day. I talked about, you know, only for games. So it was just a very infrequent. And as Junior said, you know, I want to be around my own friends and hang around with them, not be around dad's friends.
I couldn't agree more. Now, I guess we got to put this behind it, because in many ways the White Sox, They didn't want it to go down like this, but I think there's a side of them, Bob, and we're joined by Bob Nightingale from USA Today. They're relieved. They tried to spend the entire offseason trading a not productive and injury-riddled Adam LaRoche. They couldn't get any takers on that $13 million salary. So once he said, hey, you know what? You don't want my kid around every day? I'm not going to be around. I'm going to retire. They were probably like, okay, great. We're out from under $13 million. Go on your merry way. That said, how does this team start to recover, or does it very quickly become business as usual for the 25 guys in that clubhouse, and they pretty quickly move on from the Adam and Drake LaRoche saga?
Yeah, I think they move on, and you're absolutely right. I mean, it's the best thing that could happen for the White Sox. I mean, they tried to trade them, tried to eat most of the salary, and nobody would touch them. You know, now you got a $13 million coming off the books. They can go get some help if they want to. They'll sign a free agent or certainly pick up some money at the trade deadline in moves. And also, I think relieve some pressure from Robin Ventura. You know, this guy was struggling. He was having a tough spring. Now he doesn't have to worry about, okay, if I bait for Roach here and don't use him as a DH, does it affect people in the clubhouse? The guys get upset because he's a veteran? So I think it, in many ways, it's beneficial.
Fair enough. Final thing before we let you go. The White Sox were very aggressive this offseason in reshaping their roster after a disappointing 2015 season. How do you like the look of the new reshaped Chicago White Sox roster, and what do you expect out of them in the 2016 season?
Well, I like them a lot. You know, there's a different vibe in that clubhouse. You know, this is before the whole road situation blew up. You know, guys are real comfortable with one another. Just the veterans in there bring a different swagger, talking about, you know, bringing Brett Lowry and Todd Frazier. So just a different mood in there now. And so I think even the LaRoche situation, how upset they got, it kind of unites them and brings them together, thinking, okay, it's us versus management.
Bob, you said it all. You always do. You bring all the best information and all the best insight into Major League Baseball to the table every time you join us. It really was truly a pleasure. We appreciate a few minutes, and we look forward to talking to you again throughout the Major League Baseball season. Thanks so much, Bob.
Sure, my pleasure as always. Thank you.
You got it. Bye-bye now. That was Bob Nightingale, USA Today, joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack and giving us, again, very thorough take on the Adam LaRoche situation from top to tail, and also a great job in giving us a quick look-see and a look-ahead to the Chicago White Sox for the upcoming 2016 season. On the other side, we'll jump back onto the college basketball hardwood, talk more NCAA basketball tournament right after this very short timeout.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional
professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Go put your coat on, honey. This is getting good.
Pretty. Past that point, we're doing damn good, and we thank Bob Nightingale from USA Today for joining us here on The Attack as we roll on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, 800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number again, 800-878-7529. And you can weigh in on anything we've talked about thus far, whether it be the Adam/Drake LaRoche saga or anything from this weekend's action in college basketball. March Madness, boy, it's in full swing now. Greatest first weekend of the tournament ever in my mind. So we could talk about everything from any of those fantastic finishes to your bracket being blown up to Cinderella having her glass slip or break before we get out of the first weekend and more. Those are all fair game at 800-878-PLAY or on Twitter at Span56 or at SportsBylineUSA. And be sure to follow us both at Span56 or follow us even more importantly at SportsBylineUSA. Because if you do, you'll have an opportunity to get updates on all our programming. You know, what's coming up next on the network, special little features, guests that are going to be joining us, all that sort of important stuff. And it'll also let you know what's coming up on Best of Byline, which is a two-hour weekday block of programming that gives you a second chance to catch all the stuff from earlier in the day that you missed on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We pick the best and brightest of that stuff, and we replay it in this daily two-hour block, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time, here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And if you follow us on Twitter, at Sports Byline USA, we'll tell you what's coming up on Best of Byline. So make sure you do just that and follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. 800-878-PLAY if you want to join the fray. 800-878-7529, toll-free number. Join me here on The Attack. Again, if you prefer Twitter, at Span56 or the aforementioned at Sports Byline USA. Gave you the myriad of topics that are open. But let's continue our journey through what was a great weekend, or maybe the greatest weekend in the history of college basketball. Certainly right up there, as this was the best first weekend of the tournament that I can remember. We talked about Texas A&M and their great and improbable comeback win over the Panthers of Northern Iowa. We talked about Notre Dame's almost as improbable comeback over Stephen F. Austin. And I guess the other biggie that we have to talk about is Wisconsin's buzzer beater over Xavier. You know, again, a great game. Xavier up 58-49, 6:19 left. The never-say-die Badgers of Wisconsin dig back in, slice away at that lead. Tie game, seconds left. Buzzer-beater three-pointer by Bronson Koenig. And just like that, the Wisconsin Badgers are going to the Sweet 16. And boy, how good a job has Greg Gard done since taking over for Bo Ryan? just incredible. He has been just incredible. Just going back, taking this team, which under Bo Ryan and over the years at Wisconsin, the identity of these teams has changed a little bit. And you're probably saying to yourself, what do you mean? If you remember, when Bo Ryan first took over in Madison, it was all about the fact that, hey, there's a certain type of player that comes to Wisconsin, and they're not big conference, power conference star basketball players. So with that said, we're going to have to find another way to play. And that was what was there at Wisconsin when Bo Ryan got there. And as a result, he continued that Wisconsin tradition. There was the swing offense, the blockers and cutters, and all that sort of slow it down, conservative, defensive-oriented basketball with limited upside offensively. As Bo Ryan found success in Madison and started to do a better and better job of recruiting on a level like never seen in Madison before, Bo actually modified his system to match the talent, a testament to just how good a coach Bo Ryan is. He didn't stubbornly stick with this system. As he started to be able to get better and better players, he let them play basketball. His system didn't have to neutralize things. And he started to let the team go a little bit and become much more offensively oriented and get away from the pure swing offense. Well, this year's group, with all the defections to the NBA led by Kaminsky and Decker, didn't have that kind of talent and probably would have been best served for a more old guard Bo Ryan offense. Now let's do the swing offense. Let's slow the game down and let's have tempo along with our defensive acumen and our slow but steady efficiency on the offensive end be the neutralizing factor. And Bo didn't come right back to that, and the team was struggling under Bo Ryan's watch. He abruptly retires, you know, and I've speculated on this as a favor to Greg Gard and whatever the scenario is. But he abruptly retires. Greg Gard comes in and says, we're going to go back to the Bo Ryan and University of Wisconsin roots here because the talent on this roster is more in keeping with what we had when we were starting this thing up here in Madison. So what we're going to do is we're going to go back to the swing offense and we're going to go back to our roots. And we're going to look a lot more like we did in Madison here back in the days. And it's going to be slow, steady offense, a focus on defensive intensity and offensive efficiency, and we're going to play at a slow tempo, and we're going to stay true to our swing offense roots. And with that has come great success under Greg Gard. You know, a terrific season in conference in the Big Ten after a terrible start to the conference slate. Move into this tournament, I don't think anybody thought there was ever going to be a point this year that not so much that they weren't going to get in the tournament. You could start to see that they were kind of headed in the right direction. But did you ever think that they were going to end up being a 7 seed? I doubt it. Did you ever think that they were going to end up being a team that was going to make the Sweet 16? I doubt it. You know, there was an awful lot here that I don't think people expected. And it's a real testament to the great work of Greg Gard and the Wisconsin Badgers. Give him a lot of credit. And he earned being made the permanent head coach there. I mean, 12-6 in conference play, 22-12 overall, after struggling terribly under Bo Ryan. His, you know, his appointment as the head man in Madison well earned. And to be honest with you, it left Barry Alvarez with little choice. I don't know if Barry Alvarez wanted to go on a more extended search. And if he wanted to take this search in more differing directions than he did. But ultimately, the success that Greg Gard had as the interim man left Barry Alvarez with no choice but to not get into a big national search. And in many ways, I'm a believer that that was the plan of Bo Ryan when he retired at the time that he did. He had such a strong belief in Greg Gard and his abilities that he knew once he gave him the opportunity and he was able to put up a body of work, a sample of a body of work, that he'd convince Barry Alvarez, I'm the man for you, and leave Barry Alvarez with no choice. And really, in all realities, he did exactly that. The work was so good. Barry Alvarez can't start going down to Virginia and trying to bring Tony Bennett up here or going and making a big national search, because your man is right there on the bench in Madison right now, and he showed you with the great job he did with this 2016 Badgers team, which is still going in the NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament. On the other side, Shelby Mast, also from USA Today, joins us as we stay on the sports pages of USA Today, and he'll give us his take on the first weekend of the NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament. Next here on the Spano and Black Attack. No flipping.
Let's do some simple math. Say you get the Discover It card and you earn $100 in cash back. Now multiply it by two. What do you have? Well, $200 cash back. That's right. Now when you get the Discover It card, we'll automatically double all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. And there are no limits on what you can earn. It might just make your love for Discover double. Just one of the many ways we treat you like you'd treat you. Apply now at discover.com/double. Exclusive offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
With OnStar, you don't need to drive the newest model car to have the latest in connectivity. If you're not connected, now get select OnStar services free for 3 years with no strings attached. You'll get a mobile app that lets you start your car or unlock your doors from your phone, and monthly diagnostic email reports. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 years of free mobile app and diagnostic services. Emergency and security services are not included. Eligible on select 2011 and newer vehicles. Visit OnStar.com for details, coverage map, and system limitations.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
continues on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano, 800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that's 800-878-7529. But let's go out to our phones right now as we're joined by Shelby Mast from USA Today, and we're going to get his unique insight and take on what may have been the greatest first weekend in the history of the NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament. And we might be saying that again right up until next year. Shelby, welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Always great to talk to you.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Boy, what a first weekend. And, you know, I was going over some takeaways and some things that I took out of this tournament. And I want to get into the ACC with their record six teams in the Sweet 16 and get your take on something. Sometimes we go through these regular seasons and we decide in our minds, and I use the royal we, which is the best conference in college basketball. And usually what ends up happening is that conference is such a meat grinder that come the tournament, they end up being disappointing. And one of those conferences just behind them with a little bit of a softer bottom ends up being the conference that springs to attention come the postseason. And I think that's what we saw here with the ACC after the Big 12 has disappointed us a little bit in the NCAA tournament. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think the Pac-12 kind of disappointed too. They've got seven in and only have one left. It just seems like the tougher conferences, top to bottom, they seem to just beat each other up so much that by the time March gets here, they're just worn out.
Yeah, there's kind of a formula. You know, the ACC, everybody forgets, while it's a strong conference, it's an extremely strong conference, not a balanced schedule, and yet a soft bottom this year with Wake, Boston College, and North Carolina State. That same bottom wasn't there in the Big 12 and the Pac-12, and you're exactly right.
Yeah,
when you get to tournament play, you're all kinds of beat up as a result.
Yeah, those teams from the ACC had some games that they kind of could take off a little bit and rest some players, and they all still have to go through their conference tournaments, but when your first game in the conference tournament is against a really tough team, and then you got to win three or four to win the title, that makes March Madness even more difficult for them, I think.
Exactly right. Let's get to what was a great, great, great weekend, maybe the best that we've ever seen in the first weekend of the NCAA Men's Tournament, which is what we'll be saying right up until next year's Men's Tournament. But that said, what games on Sunday? Stephen F. Austin, Notre Dame to start. What a terrific game, and what a terrific effort by Stephen F. Austin. What a coaching job by Brad Underwood, I guess, right up until the final 90 seconds where Stephen F. Austin got away from who they were, tried to take the air out of the ball, had a couple of empty trips, and Notre Dame was able to steal one.
Yeah, that was heartbreaking because it was a very competitive game the whole game. Nobody really got out to a big lead and looked like they were going to run away with it. It stayed close, and Stephen F. Austin had the momentum, but just the empty trips coming down the end there, all they needed probably was just one more, and that might have sealed it for them. But kudos to Notre Dame for sticking with that last, the last shot that missed, and then the rebound that missed, and then the tip-in by the kid who averages, 2 points a game and was in there basically for defensive purposes. That's impressive.
It really was. Now, you talked about how great a game this was and how it was close throughout. Were you as taken as I was by the fact that this game was close and Notre Dame was able to score, but at the same time, Stephen F. Austin was able to put their stamp on this game with their defense. They were able to do some things offensively. Each side was able to impose its will on the game, and that's what made it such a great matchup. A lot of times Stephen F. Austin would turn over Notre Dame, but when Notre Dame was able to break that pressure, their incredible efficiency on offense allowed them to capitalize, and to me, that's what made this game so intriguing. It was like a heavyweight boxing match, and each side kept raining blows on the other.
Yeah, you just kept waiting for somebody to kind of give in, and it just never happened. And the way Stephen F. Austin handled West Virginia, I mean, that's a 14 over a 3 seed, and I don't think that game was really ever in question. Stephen F. Austin controlled it throughout, and so that's why I kind of thought they might have a chance to beat Notre Dame, but like you said, both teams played their style, and 1.5 seconds left to tip in, and it's kind of fitting that kind of game ended like that.
You know, another one for me, and final one on this game. Thomas Walkup may be the best player on the floor in both games that he was in. Not only his performance, but just the best player on the floor. And I'm wondering going forward, any chance that this guy ends up becoming some kind of NBA point guard with the way he handles, the fact that he shoots it at a high percentage, doesn't necessarily have NBA three range, but he can rebound, does a lot of little things, and he's just absolutely fearless and just an incredible player on the college level.
And he's smart, too. He understands the game and knows, you know, he's not, very rarely is he out of position. I got to believe that NBA teams are definitely taking notice of him. I don't know if he'll get drafted, but he's going to be in somebody's camp next fall.
Let's move on, and we're joined by Shelby Mast from USA Today here on the Spano and Black Attack. The improbable comeback from Texas A&M. I was out watching the games, and I get up very early to do this show and other shows that I do that dot the national landscape of sports talk, so it's hard for me to stay out too late. And I kept trying to put my coat on as the Texas A&M Northern Iowa game was ending, and fortunately I did not. I stayed at my seat despite the pressure. Come on, you got to go, we got to go, we got to go.
Yeah.
And boy, what an ending. Daniel House, just after 35 forgettable minutes, coming on late in regulation and in overtime and taking over offensively for Texas A&M. And boy, with the injuries to Bohannon and the foul trouble, the inability of Northern Iowa to get the ball inbounds and handle the pressure late, just an epic collapse that forces overtime, and then A&M takes over and wins it in two overtimes.
Northern Iowa played great for 39 minutes and 16 seconds. And you got to play the full 40, and there's proof of it. The biggest comeback in NCAA tournament history in under a minute, that was just phenomenal. I had my pen ready to write down Northern Iowa as the winner in my bracket, and let me wait just a second. Well, let's wait just a little bit longer. I think they're going to win this, but you know, the A&M's making a comeback, and then holy cow, that was just crazy.
You know, these two teams that we've talked about that came out on the winning side, how good do you think they are? I think Texas A&M, just despite their lack of tournament experience, and they've picked up a handful of it here in these two games, I think there's a lot of talent with the two point guards in Caruso and Collins, young freshman in Ho coming off the bench. You know, Jalen Jones and House is terrific players, a post presence. You think they're a Final Four type team in College Station? And for Notre Dame, with their offensive efficiency and the improvement of Zach August, how far do you think they can go?
I think this year, yeah, they're Final Four caliber teams just because there's – I mean, I picked Michigan State to win it. So there you go. Anything can happen. But one of the interesting things about this whole weekend, at least one team from every seed line except the 16s won a game. I don't know if we've ever had that before. But Notre Dame, they've got experience. They went to the Sweet 16 last year. A&M, that game yesterday, that's going to give them momentum and confidence probably like they've never had before. And they've got Oklahoma next, who had their hands full with VCU. I expect that to be one heck of a game, and it's nice that it's kind of a regional matchup. You know, that schools aren't that far apart. They're old conference rivals. I think that's going to be a lot of fun.
And you mentioned Michigan State. Despite being a number two seed, they were one of the real popular choices to go and win this whole thing, including mine. I had them cutting down the nets when it was all said and done in early April on a Monday night at about 11:30 p.m. Eastern time. That said, they get picked off by Kermit Davis's Middle Tennessee State Blue Raiders. It's one thing about the Blue Raiders. They come with a definitive style of play. They pressure, they harass you, they go 10 deep. And this edition of the Blue Raiders had a guy in Giddy Potts that could have played at any program across America. And I think in many ways, that's the formula for success for a mid-major. And, you know, talk a little bit about that game and what you saw at a Middle Tennessee State and why they were able to pick off Michigan State Spartans.
Yeah, I had the guys over watching games, and we weren't even really going to pay attention to that one. I don't remember which game it was we were watching, but then all of a sudden they break in and said, hey, Middle Tennessee's up 15-2, and we're like, wait a second. So we switched over to that game and pretty much watched all of it. They just played better. I don't think they have a better team, but they played better and had the better team that day. Michigan State, you just kind of, I mean, they got it back to within one, I think, in the second half, or they may have tied it at 77 all, but I just never got a feeling like they were going to get the lead and go ahead and be victorious. And Middle Tennessee just, they played so good. They didn't shoot lights out, but they were pretty darn close. That was a fun game for them. And one thing that really impressed me, after the game was over, when they were shaking hands in the line, those Michigan State players were congratulating them and speaking to them. You know, they weren't being spoil sports. Very classy of them, I thought.
Well said. And that is the voice of Shelby Mash joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. A couple of more before we let you go. It's funny. You know, we talk about the tournament and how great it was this weekend, and it was great for so many reasons. We talked about a myriad of fantastic finishes that we had that went from Thursday right on through Sunday. Buzzer beaters, great games, you know, all of those things. And you had double-digit seeds in mid-majors where Cinderella's glass slipper for at least a day or two. But ultimately, when you get out of the first weekend, the dust settles and you get to the Sweet 16, what you find is a whole bunch of power conference teams and programs that you know. And that seems to be, while the mid-major and the Cinderella's a great story, when the dust settles on the first weekend and rolls to the second, it ends up being the programs you know from the conferences you know that take center stage.
Yeah, I agree. I was looking at that this morning. You know, we do have kind of a Cinderella situation, I guess, with Wisconsin, because they're a 7 seed, Gonzaga 11, Syracuse 10. But take away the numbers in front of them, and these are all schools that you know that are maybe – Gonzaga, I don't think that's a power conference, really, but – for the most part, everybody is from a power conference, and agreed. You know these teams that should make for a great Sweet 16. I don't know if it can top this first weekend, though. That was just amazing.
I very well said. And, you know, with Gonzaga, I don't consider them, and I don't consider Wichita State at this point mid-majors, just because their profile, their success, and their ability to schedule, they don't deal with all the issues that the other traditional mid-majors deal with. So I more put them in, they don't play in power conferences, but they're programs you know. So really, when you look at it, there are no mid-majors there in that Sweet 16, at least in my mind.
I agree completely. Gonzaga is in a lesser conference, but they are not a lesser team at all.
Exactly right. Shelby, this is always, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Your insight into the game of college basketball is always spot on. We look forward to doing it again down the line as the NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament continues to unfold. So thank you very much for a few minutes.
Yep, I've got a few days to recover till it starts back up. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Bye-bye now. That was Shelby Mast from USA Today, as basically we spent hour two on the back pages of USA Today and going through their entire sports section, as Bob Nightingale from USA Today joined us at the front of the hour, and Shelby Mast takes us home at the back of the hour and joins us to talk a little college basketball. And it was really, really great stuff. We gave you all kinds of unique insight into the tournament, some great takeaways, some recaps of all these terrific games that took place this weekend. And on the other side, we're going to take you home and wrap up this edition of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, another great edition of the Spano and Black Attack is in the books. It was another outstanding two-hour extravaganza filled with scintillating sports talk, interviews with the best and brightest in the world of sports. It really just had it all. And again, if you missed any of it and want to check it out, take advantage of following us at Sports Byline USA on Twitter, because you can listen to Best of Byline, that two-hour block of the best of the programming from earlier in the day, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern time. That's 3 to 5 p.m. Pacific time, right here weekdays on Sports Byline. And you can catch up with anything you missed. If you follow us on Twitter, at Sports Byline USA, we'll let you know exactly what's coming up on Best of Byline. Or take advantage of all the digital platforms that we're on. All the archived content on iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher.com, or go to our award-winning homepage, sportsbyline.com. And the best of our interviews are up there, and they're separated by genre. Whether it be your favorite sport or form of entertainment, you can catch them all. So there's really no excuse to miss any part of your favorite programs here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We give you so many opportunities to catch up on your schedule and listen to what you want to listen to. So take advantage of it. All right, we're out of here. Special thanks to my producer, Robert, the entire staff at the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, who I couldn't do it without. Until we meet again, I'm Joe Spano. Good day, all. We'll be right back.